Hey, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, I missed your call. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Hamilton. We this is Zach. We had spoke earlier about your house. I know you were cutting in and out of service.
No, I was, like I said, I was in a refrigerator, and then when I went deep, it's like a walk-in cooler. When I went deeper in there, I just started cutting out service. I figured we'd get in contact again at some point.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was looking at that house that you had mentioned, and
Yeah.
yeah, it's a nice house. So I kind of just want to, revisit and see what makes sense for the both of us, because we can be flexible with you. Buying a property and selling one at the same time can get a bit tricky, but obviously, from my experience, I kind of start with step one, which is selling yours, and then next step would be buying something.
Yeah. No, I get it. I guess the obvious thing would be is to really figure out how much I can get for my current house, so I can figure out how, like, that's just like step one to me. Figure out what kind of budget I'm gonna have afterwards, what I'm working with.
Sure. Are you set on buying for sure? So most of the reason why I ask is oftentimes, because this is a fairly, new purchase for you, would you get a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess my question is, what do you really want to get out of it? I know you want to move somewhere, more suitable for you.
So I do want to buy. I don't, it doesn't make sense to me to sell my house just to go rent. And at that point, I'm legitimately like losing wealth at that point.
Sure.
Now, really, it's kind of simple. I just want to move to a more rural area, ideally.
Yeah.
And then just to get a house. It's, I don't really want too much out of it. I don't want to downgrade by any means.
Yeah.
And I think it would be just stupid of me to sell and then not go back. It's, I mean, like I said, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Sure. So, let's just say at the end of this thing, just don't even think about the mortgage, don't think about anything. What would you like to be able to say, this is in my pocket, I have this much for the next property?
I don't know.
Like the 10,000 that, I'm just trying to get an idea.
I mean, yeah, 10,000, 20,000, something like that. It depends on how much they want as a down payment.
Sure.
So if like what traditionally they said, it's like 30% for a down payment.
Yeah. If well you'd be it wouldn't be that much because it'd be your primary residence.
Yeah. So like I don't really know. And also like because I am in the army, I might be able to qualify for like the VA loan.
Yeah.
So that would be something I would have to talk to my higher ups about.
Sure.
About what that they require of me to have access to that money. And yeah, so
So basically, if we can get you, say, between 10 to 20, and you'd be comfortable kind of making that next step. Is that what I'm hearing? Because I can't, I can help you through the whole process. Being, you know, we're licensed within the company, and we, you know, we can get, you know, we can get you funded conventionally. You know, it's pretty simple. And we
so
can,
really to answer that question, right, is like, so say that the property in Dillon was where I was going, and how much money would I want in my pocket to put down on that next house is however much I would need.
Okay.
That's really like straightforward answers to like,
yeah,
if they tell me that I need $15,000 in order to get that, then that's how much I would want in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, you know,
do you know the address?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. Let me go back to the text messages.
Oh, yeah.
775 Bell Road.
775 Bell Road. Okay. Okay. So. Okay, we can utilize that. And then what was your time frame, just to reiterate?
Well, again, when I filled out that stuff on that website, it was like, when are you planning on moving? And I was just like, not sure.
Sure.
So I don't really have a time frame because I don't really like need to move.
Sure.
So like I said earlier, this was kind of like the very first contact I'd made with anybody anywhere.
Yeah. So let's say that we can, you know, get you the down payment, you know, on another house. Yeah, because we can't step B without, you know, the first step A. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm fairly confident, you know, that we can, because, you know, we're licensed within the company, so we can utilize every angle we have, especially with you being, you know, in the reserves. You know, we can definitely utilize that. So let's say we can put, you know, let's just say 15 in your pocket and basically take over your existing mortgage that you have currently. Then you would have, you know, you'd be able to show, you know, you got to be able to show, you know, where the money's going to come from, and then getting pre-approved for the loan for the new house. So, I mean, we can definitely help you out if that's the direction that you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it is.
Okay. And then do you want to just do like a, let's just say like maybe, let's be realistic about it, maybe 120 days sooner or a reasonable time after? I mean, would that work for you?
You mean yeah.
Okay. And what I mean by that is, you know, in that process, we're helping you, you know, get the best funding, you know, grants if possible, and, you know, just finding you that perfect place that, you know, you'd be comfortable with.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I'm not, and also that house is more like an example too. Like, I'm going to keep looking around, if that makes sense.
Yep.
To see just, like, what's up, really. I mean, because, like I said earlier, this was almost me kind of, like, filling out an internet form. Mm-hmm. And then seeing, like, what my options were. And then it's honestly progressed a lot more today than I thought it was going to.
Sure. Oh. I mean, you know, that, and, we, you know, I don't want to rush you, because, you know, we don't have to buy it and we don't have to work together, but if it makes sense for you, then, you know, we can definitely do it. But you know, it's on you. If you're comfortable with that and, you know, can allow us to help you get that, you know, next and, you know, the next house, then I'm comfortable with going in that direction.
Yeah.
So, you know, the next step would be, you know, we just send you a document and, you know, we take over your mortgage and put the money in your pocket, you know, at closing. And then, you know, we already have email, so we would, you know, send you things. And you're not in a rush, right? So you
can no.
You can kind of be picky with, you know, what you want. And you're in a good spot, I would say. Now, is your partner, your formal partner, is she on board with everything, or she will sign everything?
Yeah, she doesn't want to be attached to this house anymore, period. So she doesn't really have any problems with anything anywhere.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Alright, so let's just say September. How about let's just say like September the 15th. That's when we will shoot for. That way it just gives you enough time and us enough time to help you find your next place, and, you know, gives you enough time to, you know, make sure you find what you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
So I'll start kind of like just looking around online and seeing what's up.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Give me a second here. Have you talked to your partner or your ex-partner recently? Does she know, you know, how quickly you're kind of moving?
So, I mean, I haven't talked to her today. And so, like, all of this was kind of made, my mind is being talked about this today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the best straightforward answer. Is like, she knows that I'm trying to do something to get our names no longer attached when it comes to a mortgage. She just doesn't know what that is, whether it be refinancing or trying to sell. So like, she knows that I've got things in the works. I just haven't talked to her about what you and I have talked about today.
Right. Is this something that you need to run by her before, or you?
No, I don't think she cares, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes it easier for you.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Okay, so you owe around 200.
Yeah, I would say just about that.
Okay, and you said your monthly payment was about $1,550. And then is she gonna have an issue with you you know, taking the $15,000 at closing? Will she gonna have anything to say about that?
I don't think so. Because if she just understands, like, this is just going to be for me to put a down payment on another place, so I have somewhere to live, and without this, I'm screwed. Like, her and I splitting up is not, like, ugly, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, ultimately, to get personal about it, I, like, swore into the reserves at the interest in processing as soon as she found out that I was, like, bound by that contractual agreement. Although she said she was cool with me, she was like, all right, cool, I'm out. And then I got back from AIT, and then she came back for like 3 weeks, and then they shipped me off for my 2 week drill. I caught her on the cameras packing all her shit, and she took off again. Mm-hmm. So she's not like, I'm not arguing with her, we're not fighting, anything like that. It's like, if you want to go, then go, leave me alone. And she's like, cool, do the same for me. And so as of right now, I can't tell the future, and women can sometimes be, obviously, by this story, unpredictable.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I can have that discussion with her, be like, I might come out with a little bit of extra cash due to this sale that's going to be allocated towards just a down payment for a new house. Because if she wants to refinance to get off of this loan, so she doesn't have anything to do with it, then I could just sell the house, or I'll just refinance before she gets any, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I have different avenues of attack there, but I'll have that conversation with her. And if she decides that she's going to try to be like shiesty about it all, then I will just refinance then sell, which is obviously going to take a little bit longer, but I'll do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not the ideal situation.
No, it's by no means, is it? But it is what it is.
Okay. Okay. And so we'll just, how about we button up your side of things? And then you can go to her and, you know, just say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing, and kind of just everything is kind of short and simple and easy, and that way you're not really having a headache about it.
No, yeah, no, I'm with that.
Okay.
And there's other housing which I found. This one's probably a bit more attainable for me. It's out in Crewe, and it's like 150.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. But
oh, no, you're good. You're good. You have your email pulled up while we're talking?
I can get it pulled up, yeah. It's, yeah.
Pull up.
Yo, did you just send me this DocuSign?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Right, I'll read through this tonight. I'm about to leave and go into the wild, essentially. So that's
like
cool. I'll read. Do what?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. so I can get into that here in a few minutes, or when I come home tonight, and I'll probably have that signed by morning time, or if I've got any questions, I'll have those by morning time.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if you want, I can answer any questions while I got you, since you have it in front of you.
I mean, what is it?
I mean, it basically just describes everything that we talked about, you know, buying it as is, you know, dependent upon finding you a new home, and then, you know, at closing, you're going to get, you know, the $15,000.
Yeah, I mean, if I had $15,000, that would certainly make getting a house, if the mortgage is only $150,000, a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
That would also give me less debt, because the house that I would be going for is substantially cheaper than the one I'm in currently.
Sure. So, yeah, that's, I mean, that, you know, it's a little bit more than my ideal situation, but with me knowing the area, you know, it allows, you know, I'm more comfortable doing that.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, if I can help you out, great, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Just drop my phone. I appreciate it. So, like, I'll kind of, like I said, let me read that.
Yeah.
And then let me look around a little bit too, and kind of consider all these conversations. I mean, you posed a lot of questions to me that I hadn't even really given much thought to, period.
Sure.
And it seems like this is just, I wasn't sure anything was going to be able to be done, period. And it seems like something is able to be done. So let me look and think and read, and I can get back to you in the morning or tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Yep. I would just consider, while going forward, it's probably, and I don't know y'all's relationship, but for you to have it buttoned up and you have a solid plan, it would make her more comfortable.
No, I mean, it would make me more comfortable if I was in her position. So,
yeah.
And she doesn't want to be attached to the house. So this is the most effective way to do it, to ensure that I also don't end up homeless. Because, we have a daughter together, it's going to make it difficult to see her father if I'm not in a house. So, there's a lot of things where,
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, I'll wait for your call either today or tomorrow. You'll be able to get a hold of me, and we can just go one step at a time, and I'll, once we have your side of things done, then I'll connect you with the appropriate contact of, we can help you out on the buying side, and then, as far as the, origination and things like that, we're pretty flexible.
I mean, right on. I like the sound of that.
So we'll go as fast or as slow as you need to go.
Cool. And your name is Forrest?
I'm with Forrest Buys Houses. Yeah, so our company is MBA LLC.
Got you. I see. Because it just said Forrest McGee, so I thought you meant, I didn't know if that was your actual name.
Yep. So
cool.
There you go. And, you can give me a call and just call me if you have any questions. Otherwise, you're all set. We can kind of work towards how you want to present it to, the partner.
Yeah. No, I'm down with it. I appreciate your helping in this whole situation too.
Yeah. Well, it's what we do, and I'm glad that you can feel comfortable enough to allow us to help you.
Yeah, right on then. Well, let me let you go, and I'll get back with you tomorrow at some point.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Ramsey. See you.